This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. President Joe Biden has announced a set of executive orders to reduce gun violence in the U.S., calling it, quote, an international embarrassment and an epidemic during his speech this morning.
Our flag was still flying at half staff for the victims of the horrific murder of 8 primarily Asian American people in Georgia when 10 more lives were taken in a mass murder in Colorado. But between those two incidents, less than 1 week apart, there were more than 850 additional shootings.
Biden called for regulation of stabilizing braces that effectively turns pistols into rifles. A gun used in the Boulder mass shooting had such a brace. The president also says he will push for a national red flag law, which lets police temporarily confiscate someone's firearms. Colorado enacted its own red flag law last year. Drivers should expect delays on Interstate 25 near Monument starting tomorrow through next week. This includes full overnight closures of northbound and southbound lanes that could start as early as 6:30 p.m. The closures are part of the I-25 South Gap project between Monument and Castle Rock. It's expected to be finished in November 2022. Denver is around 65 degrees and sunny right now. Colorado Springs is near 70 degrees and Grand Junction is at 72. This is CPR News and KRCC.